Today's Amud is Yevamos Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nun Beis Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words Elo Amar Abaye. So the Gemara is in the middle of trying to explain the Shita of Rabbi, but ultimately the Machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim, regarding a case where a Yavam does Chalitza with the Shemeres Yavam. So Mrs. Ruvain falls to Yibum to Shimon, and Shimon does Chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain, and then afterwards, Shimon does Maimer with her. He thought Maimer worked maybe, whatever the case is. The Shaila is does Mrs. Ruvain now need a get? Now that they did Maimer, so now they did Kedushin, so does she need a get? So the Rebbe Shita is that she does not need a get, whereas the Chachamim say that, no, of course she needs a get. It might be a Leisa, say. She might be Aser to him, Kevin Shleibana Shavla Yivna, but Lemaisa, she's going to need a get. That was the Shita of the Chachamim. But Rebbe said that, no, she doesn't need a get. And the Gemara is trying to understand what's the Pshat in Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that she doesn't need a get? L'chaira, she's a regular Leisa, say. He tries to marry a Leisa, say. So unless you're Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin is Taifs and Mechayve Lavin, so she should need a get. So the Gemara brought the sheet of Rabbi Yosef who tried to give an explanation. Abaye didn't like it. So now says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye. Says Abaye, what's the pshat in Rabbi? And ultimately the machleik is between Rabbi and the Chachamim. The Gemara is going to say five reasons over here. Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye, reason number one. Halcha b'mayaskinon k'goin de Amar la hiskachi li b'maymer yevamim. If you would say to her, Hareya mikudashasli, if that was his nusach when he did the maymer, so then enechanami, everybody would agree that she needs a get. Here the case is where he used the lashon of yibam, he said hiskachi li b'maymer yevamim, so Rebbe Savar maymer ilave zika karami. Rebbe says that the way Maimer usually works is that it strengthens the pipeline, the Zika, that connects the Yavam to the Yavama. That's normally how Maimer works. It strengthens that pipeline that already exists that we usually call Zika. That's how Maimer works. Memela, if he tries saying that is actually the Maimer Yavam, and he's coming to, what he's saying to her is, I want to strengthen our Zika, but it's too late. Vasai Chalitza afkata l'Zika. The Chalitza already came and it undid the Zika. Memela, when he says iskachli b'maymer yevamin, it's like he's just babbling. It's not saying anything. Whereas Rabbanan Savri, that haile chudekai, v'haile chudekai. That even by regular yevama, by regular case, without the chalitza, that if regular case, when the yavam goes to the yevama, and he says iskachli b'maymer yevamin, when he does maimer, the way it works is that it creates a new attachment, it creates a new pipeline that's connecting the yavam with the yevama. Maimer is not working on top of the Zika. It's its own pipeline. It's like its own Kedushin. It's its own form of Kedushin. It's not Tully in Zika. Memela, the Rabbana will tell you that, just like Meikara, Ilu Amar La Hiskachli B'maimer Yevamin, just like if you would say to her from the beginning, from the get-go, without having done the Chalitza, Hiskachli B'maimer Yevamin, Miloy Mahani, wouldn't that have worked to create that connection, to create that relationship of Kedushin? So Hashtanami Mahani, here also it's gonna work. Why should the fact that the Zika went away make a difference? It has nothing to do with Zika. Maimer has nothing to do with Zika. So that's the pshat in the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. That's Abaye's explanation. Rav Amar, Rav is chaylik. Rav says, "No, Ida Amar la be Maimer Yevamin kuli amolei pligi de Mahanya." Everybody holds that Maimer is its own connection. Memela, even Rabbi would agree that if that's taka what he would say, if he would use such a nusach, iskachli be Maimer Yevamin, even Rabbi would agree that she would need a get, because everyone would agree that kedushin is chal, it's taifes. Rather, v'hacha b'mayaskinon k'goin d'amar lo iskachili b'zikas yevamin. Says Rava, here the case is, it's going to be a similar explanation, but here the case is not that he said iskachili b'mayim yevamin, rather he said iskachili b'zikas yevamin. He's specifically saying that he wants to get married with the Zika. Now, what's the machlekes, Rabbi Nechochamim? Rabbi Savar Yesh Zika. Rabbi says that in general, when the Yavama falls, there is a concept of Zika. Memela, that's why normally, in a normal case of Maimer, if you would say, Iskachili b'zikas Yavamin, that would work because he's saying something. He's saying, I want to strengthen, I want to be married to you. and build off of, even if it's its own pipeline, but I want to continue this relationship that was already started with the Zika. So since that's the way Maimer usually works, and Rabbi holds Yesh Zika, so now, in this case, it's not going to work, because Asai Chalitza Fkate Le Zika, because the Chalitza already came and got rid of that Zika, so he's babbling again, he's saying, Skakshu B'Zika Sivam, and it doesn't make any sense in this context. However, for Rabbanan Savri ain't Zika. The Rabbanan say that no, there's no such thing as Zika. So even in the normal case of Yibam, when Mrs. Ruvain falls to Shimon, and Shimon, without having done Chalitza, he does Maimer, and he says, it's Kachli B'Zika Zivam, and it's Chal, right? So why is it Chal? Ah, but there's no Zika. Elamai, it's a Nusach, it's such a Nusach of Kedushin like that. It's Kachli B'Zika Zivam, even though there's no such thing as Zika. So says the Rabbanan, that may Kara Yilu Amar La, it's Kachli B'Zika Zivam, and Milay Mahani, just like, even though there's no Zika. When he says it's Gachli Bizika Sivamin, that's a form of Kedushin, so Hashtanami Mahani, so why should it be any different now just because they did Chalitza? Lemaisa, that's a form of Kedushin. And Mamela, she's gonna need a get. That's Rav's pshat in the Machlaikis. However, if Sharavya Yimer, he says a third pshat, he doesn't like this one, meaning excluding the one we had on yesterday's Amud, from Rabbi Yosef, on Thursday's Amud, Rav Shravia now says a third pshat, that b'chalitza k'sheira yidu amr lo eskachli b'zika sivamin, everyone would agree in a regular case of a chalitza, of a chalitza k'sheira, everyone would agree if afterwards they would do maimer, and his nusach would be eskachli b'zika sivamin, so then kuli amr lo pligi delay mahani, everybody would agree, that really yesh zika, and in this case, since the zika was removed, so if he says eskachli b'zika sivamin, so they're not going to be married. She's not going to need a get. Everybody would agree to that. Even the chachamim would agree that in such a case, she would not need a get. V'halcha b'chalitza psula kamifligi. Here, they're arguing about a case where when Shimon did the chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain, it wasn't a regular chalitza. It was a chalitza psula, meaning first he gave her a get. He first gave her a get. Once he gave her a get, so now the chalitza is weakened. It's called the chalitza psula. So that's now they're having a machlekes. If after that chalitza psula, they went ahead and they did a maimer with this nusach of eskachli b'zikas yivamin. What's the machlekes? Mar savar chalitza psula paiteres. Rebbe holds that a chalitza psula, even though it's a chalitza psula, it's a weaker psula, it completely gets rid of the entire zika. Mamela, right now, there is no more Zika. So if he says, it's actually b'zika sivamin, she's not going to need a get because there is no Zika. However, Umar Savar, the Chachamim say that Chalitza Psula ain't a pateras. That a Chalitza Psula is weaker and it leaves over some level of Zika. There is some element of Zika that's left over. Even though, of course, she's mutzah to marry Lashuk, once she gets all the Chalitzas that she needs. But Lamaisam, there is an element of Zika that's left over. That's why the Chachamim say that if afterwards the Yava marries her and says, Eskachli b'zika sivamin, so then the Kedushin is Taifes and she's going to need a get. That's Rav Shravya's Pshat. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a fourth pshat from today, that the kuli alma chalitza psula ainai pateres. Everybody holds that a chalitza psula, that it's not pateres. It leaves over some element of zika. Even Rebbe would agree to that. So why does he say in this case there's no get that's needed? V'hacha b'yesh tanai b'chalitza kamifligi. Here they're having a totally different machlaikas. The machlaikas is in the case that when Shimon did the chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain, so he said he's doing chalitza, and they made it tonight that he's going to pay her some money, he's going to give her 200 zuz. So, and he didn't yet give her the money, obviously. He just did the chalitza. And so he still owes her some money, at least if we're going to assume that this was a good tanai. And Mamela, if he still owes her some money, so that means that in some ways the zika is still there. In some ways, the Zika would still be there. And if he would say, "Iskachli b'zika sivamin," the kedushin should be taifes. So why does Rebbe say that she does not need a get? V'hacha b'yesh tanai b'chalitza kamiflugi. They're arguing about whether or not it helps to make a tanai. Is there such a thing? Do they have the power? Is there such a thing as making a tanai, some sort of stipulation within the mechanics, within the workings of the chalitza? So Ma'ar Sever yesh tanai. The Chachamim say that yeah, yesh tanai b'chalitza. It does help to make a tanai. Mamela he owes her money, which means that the chalitza is still on a certain level pending. Since it's still pending, there's still some level of zika that remains. That's why if he does maimer now and he says iskachli bezika zivamin, she's going to need a get. However, Umar Sava Rebbe says that no, ain't tanai bechalitza. There's no such thing as making a tanai. So even though they said this tanai, it's not actually chal, and really the chalitza is done and it's good and it's done. He does not owe her any money. There's no condition. There's nothing that's left over. There is no more zika. Everything is completely done. Memela, if he says afterwards, hiskachli bezika zivamin, so then nothing's going to be chal, and that's why Rebbe says she doesn't need a get. Ravina Amar, Ravina says similar, that no, that, but the Kuli Amma Yesh Tanai Bechalitza, everybody holds, even Rebbe agrees that you could make it Tanai, and it does help, and really there could be some Zika left over if they would make it Tanai, and Mamela of the Kedushin would be Taifes, but Vahacha but Tanai Kafuka Miflegi. Here we're talking about a case where when they made the Tanai, they didn't make it kafel. There's a halacha when it comes to making tanayim, when it comes to making conditions in any sort of legal thing. It's a second end of kedushin. So there's a halacha that you have to make a tanay kafel. Tanay, that has to be similar to like the tanay that Moshe Rabbeinu made with the Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvain, that if you come in to help out Klal Yisrael in battle, so then you'll get the land in Eivar Yarden. And if not, so then you won't get the land. You have to speak out both sides. It requires a tanay kafel. So over here we're talking about a case where they didn't make a tanay kafel. They said that we're going to do the chalitza al tanai, that I'm going to, that the yavam is going to give her 200 zuz. But they didn't say, and if I don't give you the 200 zuz, so then the chalitza is not going to be chal. They didn't make a kafel. And that's the machlekes. Mar savar bina tanai kafel. Rebbe says that you need to have a tanai kafel since they didn't make a tanai kafel. So that's why in this specific case the tanai wasn't good. Really, it is possible to make it tonight. Just here, punk, they didn't do it in the right way, so therefore he doesn't owe her any money. Since the tonight is not good, he doesn't owe her any money, and everything's done, there's no more zika. Whereas, umar saver loy bein it tonight kafel. The chachamim say that no, you do not need it tonight kafel. Memele, he owes her money, and there's still some zika left over, which is why when he says, iskachli bezika sivamin, so the kedushin is taifase, and she's gonna need a get. So that's the end of that chelik of the sugya. Now the Gemara is going to move on and discuss some of the different cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak and explain what the chiddush is and different details about the cases. So first, says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that chalatz v'asa maimer v'nasan ged ubal v'chulu. So the Mishnah spoke about all different combinations of things that the Yavam might have done with the Yavama. And at one point it mentions that if he does chalitza, so then it doesn't matter what he does afterwards. And if he does yibam, if he has bia, so then it doesn't matter what he does after. Ein achar chalitza klum. Now when we learned the Mishnah, we spoke out that Rashi explains that even though the lashon of the Mishnah was ein achar chalitza klum, it really also means ein achar yibam klum. Meaning that's what the cases that the Mishnah is describing are cases both of chalitza and yibam. That once the yavam does chalitza, it doesn't matter if afterwards he does maimer, afterwards he does get, it doesn't matter. They already did chalitza, they already severed the zika. And if they do yibam, it doesn't matter if afterwards they do maimer, afterwards he does chalitza. A chalitza after a yibam is meaningless. Once they do yibam, so ein achar yibam klum. But the Mishnah, the lashon of the Mishnah was ein achar chalitza klum. So ask the Gemara, v'nisni nami ein achar bia klum. Why are we focusing on the chalitza? Why don't you talk about the yibam? It really makes more sense to talk about the yibam because yibam is the ikar mitzvah. So why does the Mishnah suffice by saying ein achar chalitza klum? So says the Gemara to answer that Abai v'Rava d'Amri Tarvayu Tani ein achar bia klum. That they say that ein achanami switch it to ein achar bia klum. That really it's ein achar bia klum, and the Mishnah only spoke out yibam. Now why would the Mishnah only speak out yibam? Because yibam is deker mitzvah memelu hu adin chalitza. But the Mishnah only spoke about ein achar bia klum because that's the deker mitzvah. And says the Gemara, though, Lamaisa, that's not the Gears of our Mishnah, but Tani Didan. So what's the Pshan in the Tan of our Mishnah? Why does he only say, Einachar Chalitza Klum? So says the Gemara, because Ataras Yavamo Lashuk Adifale. Rashi explains it was more chaviv to the Tana to speak out the chiddush of ein achar chalitza klum because there's a bigger element of chiddush when it comes to chalitza because you're saying that now she's mutter to marry Lashuk. Now you're being mad to her Lashuk, so that's why the Tana wanted to focus on that chiddush that ein achar chalitza klum. The Mishnah said that Echad Yavama Achas, Echad Shtei Yavamais. So this is the Gemara now is going to be focusing on the case where let's say there are two Yavamais and one Yavam, Shimon and Asara and Rachel fell to Yibam to Shimon, and Shimon did Maimer to Sara, and then he did Maimer to Rachel. Or it's the same halacha if you have one Yavama, let's say just Sara is falling, and she falls to two Yavams, two Yavamin, she falls to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon does Maimer to Sara, and then Levi does Maimer to Sara. In either case, the halacha is, the Mishnah said, that the Yavamais, or the Yavama, each one requires a get from each Yavam. Meaning in the case where Shimon did Maimer with Sarah and Rachel, so now they both are going to need a get. And in the case where Shimon and Levi both did Maimer with Sarah, so now Sarah is going to need a get from both Yavamin, from Shimon and from Levi. And they're also going to have to do a chalitza. So there's going to be a requirement of two gittin and one chalitza. That's what the Mishnah said. So it says the Gemara that Masnisin Dolekim and Azai. The fact that the Mishnah says that this halacha is true in both cases, whether it's one Yavam and two Yavamis, or two Yavamin and one Yavama, so that shows not like Ben Azai. The time we learned in the Braisa that Ben Azai Aymer, Ben Azai argues, Ben Azai says that no, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yavamin, the Yavama Achas. That there's only Maimer Acher Maimer only has significance in the case where it's two Yavamin and one Yavama. Because then Chazal gave each Yavam a Kayach to do Maimer. So even though they both did Maimer, but in such a case, Yish Maimer Acher Maimer. However, Ve'ein Maimer Acher Maimer B'shtei Yavama Is V'Yavam Echad. There's no significance of the second Maimer in the case where it's two Yavamais and only one Yavam. If he does Maimer to one, Maimer to Sarah, and then afterwards does Maimer to Rachel, then Rachel's not going to need a get. There's no significance in the second Maimer because Chazal only gave Kayach to do one Maimer to the Yavam. Each Yavam only has the Kayach to do one Maimer. So if Shimon does Maimer to two different Yavamais, the second one is going to be insignificant. Our Tana says otherwise, our Tana is obviously not Ben Azai. The Mishnah spoke out, Ketzad Maimer Lezu V'chulu. So this is going on the case. And says that Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon. So Shimon goes ahead and he's Maimer. He does Maimer to Lezu. V'chalatz Lezu. He did Maimer to Sarah, and then he did Chalitza to Rachel. So the Chalitza got rid of the Zika. The Mishnah says he's still going to have to give a get to Sarah to undo the Maimer. It was Maimer, Lezu, V'chalitza, Lezu. So he has to give a get to the Balas HaMaimer. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, the fact that the Mishnah spoke about, said that he did Chalitza to Rachel, it says he was Maimer Lezu, V'chalatz Lezu. He did Maimer to Sarah and Chalitza to Rachel, says the Gemara that the Mishnah is Bedafka. It's Dafka saying that he has to do the Chalitza to Rachel. Says the Gemara, Lema Misayeh Leila Shmuel. Because the Mishnah is a really a riot to Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Chalatz Abalas HaMaimer, Loi Nifter at Sarasa. If he would do Chalitza to the Balas HaMaimer, if he did Maimer to Sarah, and then he did chalitza to Sarah, so Rachel will not go out scot-free because that chalitza is a chalitza psula. Once he does maimer to Sarah, so now the chalitza is weakened, and therefore if Shimon would want to get rid of the zika, he would have to do a separate chalitza to Rachel. But the Mishnah specifically speaks out not like that. It says he did maimer to Sarah and chalitza to Rachel. Why is it saying he did chalitza to Rachel? Because it's showing us like Shmuel that he has to do the chalitza to Rachel. That's the only way he could do one chalitza and be done with his job. If he would do chalitza to Sarah, his job wouldn't be over. So that's what the Gemara says. Leimim Misayelei LeShmuel. This Mishnah seems to be a riot to Shmuel. Damar Shmuel chalitza balas maimer loy nifter at sarasa. And the Gemara adds that also v'tchufted Rav Yosef. And our Mishnah also seems to be a kasha on Rav Yosef shita. Rav Yosef is the one who said lo yishpech adam meibayrei v'acherim tzrichim lei. And therefore, according to Rav Yosef, if Shimon does maimer with Sarah, so he specifically, when he does the chalitza, he's supposed to dafka do chalitza to Sarah. He's not supposed to do chalitza to Rachel. And our Mishnah said he did chalitza to Rachel. Our Mishnah is a kasha on Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, what's the kasha? Mikatani chalitz? Chalatz katani, diavad. We're not talking, the Mishnah's never said that in the case that Shimon does maimer with Sarah, so now he should do chalitza with Rachel. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah's telling us a ma'isa shaya kachaya. It's telling us the case that let's say Shimon went ahead and did maimer with Sarah, and then he went ahead and did chalitza with Rachel, so then this would be the halacha. It's not telling us ever that this is what he's supposed to do. It's just saying that this would be the halacha, so there's no riot to Shmuel, there's no kasha on Rabbi Yosef. The Mishnah's just telling us a case that might have happened. Not that this is what's supposed to happen. Get Lezu, u get Lezu. If let's say in the case where Sarah and Rachel fell to Shimon, and Shimon gave a get to Sarah, and then he gave a get to Rachel. So the lashon of the Mishnah is tzrichais chalitza. That they both. It sounds like they both. It says that they need. It says tzrichais lashon rabim that they need chalitza. So it sounds like that they both need chalitza. Both Sarah and Rachel are going to both need chalitza. So as the Gemara leima mesayele le Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, this seems to support the shita of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. The Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna chalitza psula tzricha lachzer akol achin. That when you have a chalitza psula, so then the Yavama has to get chalitza from all the brothers, and you have to go to everyone because it's a chalitza psula. And our Mishnah, which says tzrichais, that they need multiple chalitzais, seems to be supporting the shita. However, says the Gemara, it's not a raya. It could be there's only one chalitza that's needed, and my tzrichais de alma. The Mishnah just means to say that in all such cases, there needs to be chalitza. Tzrichais, in all such cases, that's why it's Lashon Rabbim, there needs to be chalitza. But not that in this case, you need multiple chalitzais. Get lezu, uchalatzazu. If let's say, Shimon gave a get to Sarah, and then he did chalitza with Rachel, so this is gonna be a very similar shakavatayah to what we just had. The Mishnah spoke out that he did chalitza not to the bailas haget. It said he gave a get to Sarah, and then he did chalitza to Rachel. So now that's it. So now they're done. So leima misayeli l'Shmuel. This seems to be a raya to Shmuel because again, it's specifically talking about a case where he did chalitza to Rachel. Why not speak about a case where he did chalitza to Sarah? Elamai, because in such a case, he wouldn't be off the hook because it's a chalitza psua. And also, b'tavi tiyuf to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, once he gives a get to Sarah, so then when Shimon does chalitza, he's not supposed to be shayfich mei bayre v'achirim shichem loy. He shouldn't go ahead and do his chalitza to Rachel, he should do chalitza with Sarah. The Mishnah says he did chalitza with Sarah, with Rachel. Says the Gemara again, the same Tarek said, no, mi katani chalatz, chalitz, chalatz katani di'evim. We're not saying that that's what he's supposed to do, we're just saying what he did. Chalatz v'chalatz v'chalatz v'chulu. So now we're going on something along later in the Mishnah, where again over here it said that once he does chalitza, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. Once he does yibam, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. Einach ar chalitza klum. So again, the Mishnah only spoke out chalitza. So the Gemara has the same shakav tari as before. V'listi nami einach ar bia klum. Why are we only focusing on chalitza? Says the Gemara by Avirav Adarmi Tarvayu Tani Einach ar bia klum. Einach anami. Have that girsa. And then that's why we only spoke out bia because that's the Iker mitzvah. Mamelu huad in chalitza. V'tani didan etar sivamu l'shoka difalei. Whereas the Tana of our Mishnah, according to the girsa that we have, so it spoke out chalitza because it was chaviv to the Tana. There's a bigger chiddush that she becomes mutter l'shok. The Mishnah said, "Bein yavam echad l'shtei yavamais." It doesn't matter if it's one yavam and one yavama and two yavamin, or even if it's one yavam and two yavamais. Meaning, in the case where it's two yavamais, even in the case where it's two yavamais, where Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon, and then Shimon goes ahead and he does chalitza to Sarah, and then he does maimer to Rachel, chalatz, and then he does maimer, chalatz lezu, maimer lezu. The halacha is in acher chalitza klum. Once he does chalitza, so in acher chalitza klum, doesn't matter if it's one yavama or if it's two yavamais, if it's one yavam and two yavamais, even in the case of two yavamais where he did chalitza to Sarah and then maimer to Rachel, so nothing else is needed. Once he did chalitza, it's all over. So says the Gemara, Abishlam al Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar Kula Besa Balavkai. We had earlier in the Masechta, Machlaikas between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. We know that after a Yavam does Chalitza with the Yavama, so now Kevin Shaliban Ashuvla Yivna. Now there's a Laisase. It's no longer Kares for him to marry the Yavama. Now the Isser is downgraded to being a Laisase. According to Rabbi Yechanan, so each one, the Yavam and the Yavama, act as a Shliach on behalf of their entire bias. So just like the Yavam and the Yavama who did the actual act of Chalitza, their Laisase, their Isser gets downgraded to being just a Laisase, so too does the Isser of all the Yavamas and all the Yavaman also gets downgraded. With everyone, it's just a Laisase. So in this case, where Shimon did Chalitza with Sarah, and so now there's no more kares. Now the isser gets downgraded to being a laisase. Not just the Sarah's isser gets downgraded, also Rachel's isser, the other yavama, her isser also gets downgraded. So if you go like Rabbi Yechanan, that who says like this, that's the way you learn it. Everyone's isser gets downgraded. So then we could understand the Mishnah. There's a chiddush in the Mishnah that the Amar Kula Beisa Balavka, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that the whole bayis's isser gets downgraded. So it's Trichlash Meino the Inkedushin Taisim B'Chayvi Lavin. So there's a chiddush over here, even that the Mishnah is coming to stress, even by two Yavamis, even when Shimon does chalitza to Sarah and then maimer to Rachel, so ain't achar chalitza klum. Why? Even though it's only a leis ased, Isser got downgraded, but we're going like Rabbi Akiva, that ain't kedushin taifsin b'chayvei lavin. So it's a chiddush in the Mishnah, that kedushin's not taifis with Rachel, even though she's only a leis ased. But as says the Gemara, Elul Reish Lakish, the Amar Kula Beisa Bekariskai, but according to Reish Lakish, who said that the only Isser that gets downgraded is Sarah's Isser, the one who actually participated in the Chalitza, but Rachel's Isser is going to remain an Erva, she's going to remain a Chiv Kares. So according to Reish Lakish, so Itzrich Hashmina, Dein Kedushin Taisin Bechai Vekrisis, do we need the Mishnah to tell us that this halacha is true even by two Yavamais? Of course it's true by two Yavamais. If Shimon does chalitza to Sarah, and then he does maimer to Rachel, of course the maimer is not going to be chal, because Rachel is a chiv kari, she's an erva. What's the chiddush? So Amar Lach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish will tell you, ul'tameich, according to your reason of thought over here, so then I have a kasha on you from the Seifa. Seifa dikatani, that Baal va'asa maimer. The Seifa spoke about a case where it's one Yavama and two Yavamin. Two men, Shimon and Levi, Sarah falls to Shimon and Levi. And Baal v'asa maimer. What happened was that Shimon was Baal, Shimon did Yibam with Sarah, and then afterwards Levi goes, and Levi does maimer with Sarah. So it says that ain't acher be a klum, right? Nothing else after Shimon already did Yibam with Sarah. So the fact that Levi then goes ahead and does Kedushin with her, he does maimer with her, so that doesn't mean it has no nafkamina. It's in a klum. It's rechashmina, then Kedushin taifsin be'eshas ish. Of course not. Now Shimon already just did Yibam with her, so now she's an Eishas Ish. I need the Mishnah to tell me that Kedushin's not Chal with an Eishas Ish. Ella, what are you going to have to say? The way you're going to have to read the Mishnah is that the Mishnah was kind of trying to speak out all the different possibilities. Even though in a Chanami, not every case has a Chiddush. So, Aidi the Tanah, Taras Yavam Echad, Yavama Achas. Since the Mishnah had spoken about the case of being matter, one Yavam, when in the case where it's one Yavam and one Yavama, so Tananami Shtei Yavama is V'Yavam Echad. So it spoke about the case where there's a Sarah and a Rachel, where it's two Yavamais who fall to a Yavam, and Shimon does Maimer, the Shimon first does Chalitza to one, and then Maimer to the second, even though the second one's an Erva, so of course Kedushin's not Taifes, it's not a Chedesh, and a Chanami, but once he spoke about one Yavam, and one Yavama, so we also spoke about two Yavamais and one Yavam, which again, the second Maimer, of course, isn't good, because in a Chanami, it's an Nisar Kari, it's the Furi Shlakish. And then I'll tell you about the Seif as well, Va'aindi the Tanish, Shtei Yavamais, V'Yavam Echad, Tananami, Shtei Yavamin, V'Yavama Achas. Then we also spoke about a case where it's two Yavamin, where there's a Shimon and a Levi, and Shimon did Yibam with Sarah, and then afterwards Levi did Maimer with her, that the Kedushin's not Toivis. Of course not, she's an Eishas Ish, in a Chanami, it's obvious, but the Mishnah was speaking about all the different possibilities.